98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe, Tom Tom Club, title cut from their new EP, just came out about a month ago, Downtown Rockers. And on the line with us right now is Chris France, who is with Tom Tom Club, of course, and he and his wife, Tina Weymouth, co-founders of Talking Heads. Thank you so much, Chris. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning, Santa Fe.
You know, you're out here, what, Tom Tom Club was here about 10 years ago at the Paramount. Is that right?
Yeah, I think it has been that long. Oh, that's terrible, isn't it?
It really is, but that was such a great show. I was there that night. And first of all, I want to say it's great to actually speak with you. You are so generous on Facebook. You talk to everybody.
I do my best, you know. It's a good way to let people know that I'm still alive.
Now, this is your first release in quite a while. What made you guys decide to go back into the studio?
Well, you know, we have a really good band. Actually, it's many of the same people that we had 10 years ago when we were in Santa Fe. But we have a really good band. We had just done a tour with the Psychedelic Furs, which ended about a year ago. And we thought, during the sound checks, we'd been doing little warm-up jam sessions, and we thought, these sound really good. Maybe we should record, you know, just take the band in the studio and record some jam sessions and create songs out of them. And so we did. And it finally got released about a month ago, a little over a month ago. And I got to say, I'm very happy with the results.
Well, we love it. We're playing a couple of cuts from it. As you know, we were just playing Downtown Rockers, which sounds like it's an homage to the New York City music scene back in the late 70s. Is that the impetus behind the song?
Yes. You know, we were very fortunate, Tina and I, to have been in New York City, you know, lower Manhattan in the mid-70s when things were really cooking. And we came up with our band Talking Heads in a little club called CBGB's, which is now very famous. But at the time, it was not famous. But what made it famous was these bands that were really remarkable. And you'll notice if you play, you know, a Blondie record and then a Television record and then a Patti Smith record and then a Ramones record and then a Talking Heads record, you'll notice that none of the bands sound the same. But we all came up in the same kind of scene, supporting each other, and you know, there was some friendly competition. But each band really went on to make its mark in music history and to change how people perceived rock and roll. You know, at the time, well, a lot of the bands we were sort of fighting against, you might say, are still around today. Bless their heart. But rock and roll was changed a little bit by the way people perceived rock and roll was changed a little bit by these bands that we pay tribute to in the song Downtown Rockers.
I have to ask you this because it seems like such a, when you were in that scene, because it's such a heady period to think about everybody coming up at the same time and how rock and how that did change rock and roll. Were you really aware that you were in such a big movement at that time?
Well, I had always dreamed, you know, I was in bands as a teenager, little neighborhood bands and the school orchestra and marching band and stuff. And I guess in the sixth grade when the Beatles arrived in America, and I heard about this place that they used to play called the Cavern Club, and ever since I first heard about it, I was looking, you know, my dream was to find a place where my band could play that would be like the Cavern Club, like an incubating launching pad. And CBGB's was just that for us. And for many other bands as well. And my hopes and our dream was that we would, you know, become well known and that people would respect us and buy our records and everything. But of course we had no idea the extent to which things would eventually pan out. We were aware that something was going on there early on because, not only did you have people like Patti Smith performing there, but you had people coming from all over the world just to visit and to see bands like Patti Smith and the Ramones and Blondie and Suicide. And you had journalists coming from underground kind of publications from France and Japan and Holland and Germany and Cleveland, Ohio, you know. So we knew something was going on when that started to happen. And these people, sort of cutting-edge media people, were coming way before there were any big crowds or anything like that. So we had a good idea that this was the place we should be and where we should, you know, eventually make our debut.
Now, in 1981, you and Tina formed Tom Tom Club, a side project, I guess, of Talking Heads. Did you have any idea that 30 years later you would still be producing Tom Tom music?
Well, no, we had no idea. And in fact, we thought that the Tom Tom Club might be a one-off thing where we did one record, because, you know, Talking Heads, we always viewed Talking Heads as the mothership, and that was our that was where our allegiance was. But evidently that wasn't true of everybody in the band. So 30 years later, we're still rocking with Tom Tom Club.
Are you guys going to be touring? And if so, any chance you might be coming back to Santa Fe?
Well, I hope that in the new year we'll be able to get back out west, possibly in the springtime. But at the moment, we just have a couple of sort of cool shows booked in New York and Connecticut, where we live, and we don't have a proper tour, unfortunately, at the moment. But we are going back into the studio to record more stuff.
I wanted to ask you, I've been curious, who has done your artwork for Tom Tom Club all these years?
Well, the most recent cover is different from previous covers. The most recent one, Tina and I did ourselves, and our son, younger son Egan, helped us with the graphic design. Excuse me, but I think who you're thinking of is James Rizzi, who did the sort of we call it urban primitive artwork that was on the first and second and I think fourth Tom Tom Club albums. And Jimmy Rizzi, unfortunately, is no longer around. He passed away, unfortunately, last year.
And your son Egan, that you mentioned, he's quite the up-and-coming artist in New York, isn't he?
Yeah, he's having a good success. He's about to have a show in Los Angeles, opening November 3rd, and he's got a show in Milano in Italy in the spring, and another one coming up in New York sometime in the spring. He's going places, yeah. Another son is doing quite well, too, with his electronic music, Kid Ginseng.
Oh, yeah, I've been reading about him. Is he performing a lot these days?
Yeah, and he has a label which only releases vinyl records, and it's called Kraft Jerks, and like Kraftwerk, except with a J instead of a W. And he's got a couple of new releases, and that's doing quite well also.
Now, before I ask you the usual question, how's Poppy doing?
Oh, Poppy is well. She's taking a little sun bath at the moment.
For those of you who don't know, Poppy is their dog that is just so adorable. Goes everywhere, even to France, I imagine.
Yes, she's been to France 3 times, and next summer probably 4 times.
Now, I know you hear this all the time, but any chance of a Talking Heads reunion?
You know, we've been hoping for that and wishing for that for so long that Tina and I have, and Jerry also. But, you know, David seems to have other ideas about where he wants to go. And so, you know, it's one of those say things. And we just have to kind of grin and bear it. It's too bad, because I think it would be all the fans that have supported Talking Heads and you know, people that have discovered Talking Heads that never got to see the band perform. So it would be a great idea. Whether it actually happens or not, I can only say I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Well, we all are doing the same. But we hope that Tom Tom Club comes back to Santa Fe next year. We would love to see you guys perform again.
We would love to come. Santa Fe is a great town, marvelous place.
Chris, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking time out and chatting with us. And best of luck to you and Tina and everybody.
And to you too, honey. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. That's Chris France of Tom Tom Club, and I'll be asking you a question about this interview in just a few minutes.